and comes and feeds us tonight.
Hallelujah. Good evening. When does evening stop and night begin?
Still morning.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. I thought it was 9 o'clock for some reason, but all right. We are going to adjust the sound a little bit. So tonight, we are talking about the little things. The little things. Little things can add up.
Yes.
A penny is a little thing. But if you get enough of them, they can be a big thing.
Yes.
If you get a million pennies, that's more than just some change. So little things can add up, and it's important for us as believers to see the value in little things. Holly and I bought a new desk for our office a few weeks ago, and it came in this big box, big cardboard box. My 6-year-old and 4-year-old spent 3 hours playing with that box. They made a Barbie dream house motel out of this big cardboard box. It was a little thing, but it meant something to them. And in that moment, you begin to realize it doesn't take a lot to make a difference. I have been guilty in the past of overdoing it. With my wife. Her birthday comes up, our anniversary comes up, and not every year, but some years, I have racked my brain trying to figure out the perfect gift to get. And it usually costs money, sometimes a lot of money. And I would get not worked up, but worked up. Yeah. Well, she already has this, got this last year. So-and-so's probably going to get her this. And after all is said and done, the birthday comes and goes, the anniversary comes and goes, I begin to realize that she just appreciates little things. It doesn't always have to be a big thing. That the little things can add up. And sometimes in life, if we can get the little things right, and get them right for long enough, we can see a change. We can see a difference. And so my wife appreciates the card. $3.99 at Hallmark, $5.99 at HEB. That's probably switched, but anyway. She appreciates the card. You know, she appreciates the look. keeping it PG. She appreciates help around the house. Go on and knock those dishes out. She appreciates the little note on the nightstand. I don't have to buy the big Three Musketeers candy bar. She appreciates the little nugget. And sometimes we can major on the big things so much that we lose focus of the little things that really, really matter, that can really, really make a difference in our life. And so as believers, we want to make sure that we are paying attention and that we consider valuable the little things. And here's the thing, that if you do anything long enough, you'll see the outcome of it. You'll see the benefits of it. And listen, that's good or bad. You can do one thing one time right now and it not affect your life, good or bad. In other words, you don't see an immediate result or action because of what you just did. It was a very small thing. Maybe you were the only one who was aware of it. Again, good or bad. But if you do it again, and then you do it again, and you do it again, and you continue to do it, at some point in time, that principle of sowing and reaping, of seed time and harvest, good or bad, is going to play out. And so the little things add up. And sometimes when people are trying to get their life together, I've talked to people who have gotten out of jail, gave their life to Christ, and they want to get back on their feet. They come into a church, maybe a church like this, and they look around and they say, man, everybody here seems to have it together. This person over here has a nice family. Their family's together. I don't have that. This person over here is blessed financially, and they say, I don't have that. This person over here has a great relationship with God. I don't have that yet. I'm just now getting my life together. I'm just now getting out of prison. And if you have a felony on your record, the last time I checked, it's at least 10 years before the court will even consider expunging or letting that expire. And so, I don't know if you noticed or not, but on many job applications, there is a question. Have you ever been convicted of a felony? And there is a disclaimer that this information will not be used by law. But how many of you know that everything is not done by law? And so they start off in the back. And so I tell them, or I've told them in the past, you have to now appreciate the little things. You can't look at everybody else around you and where they are. You have to focus on God, on Jesus, and you in him. You can't look at where everybody is around you and get depressed because you're not where they are. because you're not there. You are where you are, and God has a specific plan for your life. Now, I've asked you this before, but can anybody tell me how long it takes to get to New York? There you go. Love the questions. You need more information before you can tell me how long it takes to get to New York. If you live in New Jersey, it's going to take a short amount of time. If you live in San Diego, it's going to take you longer. Stop looking at people who are in New Jersey when you're in San Diego and comparing your life to them. They're there because they've been doing it longer and they're closer. You have to start your walk. Whatever the area is, if you're trying to get your marriage together, if you're trying to get your life together, if you're trying to get your finances together, if you're trying to get your career together, a new business together, if you're starting out in ministry, you're starting a church, whatever it is, you have to walk out your path, and it's one step at a time. It's a little bit here and a little bit there. And if you continue to do the right things, the little things, over and over again, you will get to where you're going. There are many people who have started churches and only had two people, the pastor and his wife. Maybe they had more than that, the kids. I know I at least have five there. However many kids you might have. But they may start off with very few people and very limited furniture. Well, some people think if I can't start big, I won't start at all. We can't start big, we won't start at all. If I can't become who God has called me to be overnight, then I'm just not going to pursue it at all. You have to understand little steps at a time, small steps at a time, that if you continue to do the right thing over and over and over again, you bloom where you're planted. And don't get frustrated by people who are miles ahead of you. Understand they started their journey a long time ago. If you're just now, maybe you are, your family life, your marriage, your family is in great, great shape. But maybe your relationship with God is not where it needs to be. Or maybe your relationship with God is in great, great shape, but your finances are not. We frequently see people who are excelling in one area or two areas, but maybe not in this area over here. So you may be starting the journey to get your life together, to get your finances together. And if you live in a cardboard box, in an area that you don't want to be in, then that's your starting place. You start there, but know that you can come out step by step by applying the Word of God and the principles of God in what you're doing. You can crawl up out of it. You can escape it if you'll value the little things and do the little things correctly. People get impatient with the pursuit, the thing that God has called them to. Most everyday millionaires don't become that overnight through inheritance. They did little things. They paid their bills on time. They spent less than what came in. As believers, they tithed. They gave. Well, Brian, I don't have much to give. Will you give what you have? If you won't give a dollar now when you have a dollar, you won't give $100 when you have $100. It's the little things. Can you allow God to work with what's in your hands and what you have right now? Everybody has a starting place. You're starting a new business. You need resources. What resources do you already have that God can work with? Well, I can't get my own office. Do you have a closet in your house? Like, what do you have in your hand? What can you work with? If you start a church and all you have are metal folding chairs, then that's your starting place. But put your hands to those folding chairs. And you'll find that as you take a step and do the small things, the little things, God will meet you in that place. And he will open doors and bring you into bigger places, higher places, but it's step by step. Well, Brian, how long will it take? I don't know. Are you in New Jersey or San Diego? Where are you starting from? Now, God can accelerate time. He can accelerate things. And if he does that, that's wonderful. That's great. But if he doesn't do it that way, you can still walk it out by listening to the Holy Spirit, listening to God, following the promptings, and simply doing what he tells you to do. He says, call this person. You call that person. He says, get this job, you get that job. Pay this bill, you pay this bill. Now do this, now do that. You are simply listening to the Holy Spirit, to the Spirit of God on the inside of you, and you are walking it out. You are doing what he tells you to do. And as you take a step, another door opens. As you take another step, another door opens. As you take another step, believe for another door open. Trust that God has you. That he is walking out with you. He's at work in you both to will and to do according to his good pleasure. Sometimes these things have to be walked out. If you spent 10 years messing up your marriage, short of a miracle, it may take some time for you to earn her trust back or to earn his trust back. But if you'll do the small things, like communicate. Here's the thing. Tell the truth. That's a small thing. It's the little things that if you can start to check those boxes consistently, we are those who through faith and patience inherit the promises of God. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. We should be imitators of those who through faith and patience. Sometimes it takes time. Faith, the Bible says faith without works is dead. So when we say faith, we're including works. Not works unto salvation, but works as a result of salvation, walking out your new covenant. But through faith and patience, they inherit the promises of God. Some people don't have patience, or they will not be patient with the process. Well, I can't get the house I want, so I'm not going to get any house. I'm going to stay in my cardboard box. I can't get the car that I want, so I guess I can't do anything. What is the first step? Everyone in here has a story of where they started versus where they are now. Whether it's mentally, physically, financially, family-wise, whatever, we all have a story. And I would dare to say that mostly everyone in here watching by live stream didn't get to where you are overnight, good or bad. Most people whose lives are in disarray, that didn't happen overnight. That's true. There was a process. But here's the good news. There's another process with another outcome that you can start to press into if you'll value the little things. doing the little things that it takes to achieve what God put in your spirit, not your own will. We're not about doing our own will. We want to do God's will as believers. As Christians, we want to do our hardest to do God's will, or it should be. So I want to do your will, Lord, and God will speak to you about where he's taking you in your life if you will listen. If you will open your heart and your mind to him and say, Lord, here I am. I just want to do your will. I want to do what you want me to do. I want to go where you want me to go. If that's your heart's cry, your heart's attitude, God will meet you. He will meet you at that point and slowly start to open up different things to you. And he'll start to tell you little things to do. Start doing this. You have a habit of doing this. Stop that and start this. Stop that and start this. Well, Lord, that's too much. We'll start here. You got to start somewhere, even if it's very small. You have to start somewhere and expect by the grace of God that he will walk you through what you have to go through to get things either back on track or to enter into a new place. Matthew chapter 25, verse 19. Now after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Let me give you some context here for those of you who may not be familiar with this parable. Jesus has given a parable to his disciples, and the story is that a master went away and he entrusted money, talents, to his servants, three different servants, and he gave them different amounts in order to work with until he returned. So verse 19, now after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. The one who had received five talents came up and brought five more talents, saying, Master, you entrusted five talents to me. See, I have gained five more. Here's the principle. What are you doing with what God has put in your hand? People complain so much about what they don't have that they lose focus of what they do have. And in losing focus of what they do have, they don't put what they do have to work. So what can you do with what God has put in your hands? Everything does not have to be perfect for you to get started. And whatever it is that God is dealing with you about, whatever area that God is calling you into, whatever area God is wanting you to reconcile and get right and line up, he says, you entrusted me. That is the idea of stewardship. When somebody puts something in your hand to take care of it, they entrust it to you. How you deal with what they entrust to you will affect how they deal with you in the future. Because if they can't trust you with a small thing, they're going to be hard-pressed to entrust a big thing to you. So look at this. You entrusted five talents to me. See, I have gained five more talents. His master said to him, and this is what we all want to hear, now and in the life to come, well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful. I want you to remember that word, faithful. When it comes to the little things, you have to be faithful. Just to do the regular things every day, every week. Like clean your car. It just little things. You know, brush your teeth. No, put on some soap. No, those are very little things. But you'd be surprised. Go to work. Get there on time. Do your best. Stop complaining. The little things. I got blessed with $10. Tithe, that's a dollar. Honor God with your finances. Honor God with your wealth. Well, it's only a dollar. It's not a lot. It's a little amount. If you will be faithful with what he entrusted you with, the little things, he can increase you. So he says, well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. The goal here was not the five talents, the five pieces of money. The goal here was ruling and reigning, was to be put in charge over something. The master had bigger and better things for them, but he had to see if he could trust them with the little things. Once they proved themselves trustworthy in the little things, there's now bigger things now opening up. And this is a story of many people who no one knew about. No one could see what they were doing on a daily basis, just going along, one foot in front of the other, just doing what they needed to do, handling their responsibilities, taking care of business, doing the little things every day, you know, just family things, home things, spending time with God, you know, little things like making time to read your Bible. Notice I didn't say letting time come to you. Making time to meditate the Word of God on a regular basis. Well, I only got 10 minutes for whatever reason. I only have 10 minutes. We'll use that 10 minutes. It's a small thing, but if you will value that 10 minutes, God can meet you there. And it can continue to grow and develop. But it's a small thing. Make time to read your Bible. Make time to meditate on the Word of God. You have to push away, and it can be challenging sometimes, but you have to push away everything else to make that first and foremost. Make time to read your Bible. Make time to pray. Those are core table stakes, disciplines of a believer to grow in your relationship with God, to even start to understand what God has for you. Now, by God's grace, he can speak to you outside of those things. But many people's testimony is that he spoke to them in those things. And so we can't consistently ignore the little things and expect to get to where we're going. Expect to fulfill the call that God has on our lives. So he says, you were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. It's just like Joseph, the story of Joseph. Brother Steve alluded to it earlier. Joseph. God gave him a dream, put it in his spirit. But he didn't see that dream for many, 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 many years. What he did see were testing points. Whether or not he would be faithful. Whether or not he would stay committed. So it was little things like taking care of the household. Doing things right. People seeing excellence in him. Being faithful. Knowing what to touch and what not to touch, or better yet, who to touch and who not to touch. These are just small things, but they can add up. They can add up. You know, the times that I've gained weight now, you know what? I realized something. I don't gain weight overnight. The 10, 20, 30, 40 pounds that I've gained in my life and lost and gained, whatever, that didn't happen overnight. It was little things. You know, dessert's great. I enjoy dessert. Key lime pie, peach cobbler, bluebell homemade vanilla ice cream, chocolate chip cookies. It's all good. I enjoy it. Here's the problem. A slice of pie isn't going to hurt you. It's the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth. It is repeating it over and over and over and over and over again that gets you. You don't gain weight. You don't gain weight overnight. You typically don't lose weight overnight. It is a gradual thing by consistently doing little things. A little bit here and a little bit there. So if I want to lose 20 pounds, which I do and I am, then I've got to do some little things. If you have if you know you need to exercise and you have a hard time jogging and you say, well, I can't jog, so I'm not going to do anything. Some people don't do anything because they can't do everything. And because they can't do everything, they don't do anything. But can you do the little thing? You can't jog, walk. You can't walk, crawl. Get moving, do something. If your starting point is to lift your arm, lift your arm. Oh, that's my exercise for today. We're going to do something else tomorrow. I knew this older gentleman a long time ago. He was about 84 years old. He still exercised. He used canned food, big canned food, and he would just periodically throughout the week go in the pantry. I thought he was going to cook me something. He'd get those cans, and he'd just go. He'd do it about 20 times. That was his exercise. It was the little things he was doing. He was 84 years old. He looked strong. He was tall. He was vibrant. But he just repeatedly did the little things over and over and over again. Most successful people that you see in any area, I'm not just talking about money at all, but in marriage, in family, with their children, in finances, in their physical body, in their mind, in their walk with God, that's the most important thing, in their relationship with God, most successful people that you see did not get, you're not seeing what you're seeing based on something that happened yesterday. It's been over and over and over again a process. They were doing things that other people were not doing. They were doing things that other people were not doing, and so they were doing things that other people were not doing. They were doing things that other people were not doing, and that put them in a position to rule in the earth, in that area, that put them in a position to do other things that people are not doing. Because they paid attention to the little things. They understood the value of the little things. Proverbs chapter 6. Verse 10. A little, not a lot, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, what's the result? It says, not a lot, but not a lot all at one time, but a little bit here and a little bit there. The heart of this verse is not to be lazy. The heart of this verse is that, and this has literal applications as well, because some of us just like to sleep. I remember when I was in college, woo, my freshman year, I had a problem. I don't know what happened between my senior year in high school and college, but the sleep came on me. Sleep was so good my freshman year in college. I would come home from class and I would get into bed. A little sleep. I'm going to take a cat nap for 20 minutes. But that 20 minutes turned into 2 hours. I would go to class, come back to my dorm, go to sleep again. On the weekends, I don't wake up till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. My freshman year in college, I wasn't at home no more. And I don't know what it was. I talked to some other people. They were dealing with the same thing. It's like to sleep. But it's a little sleep, a little slumber. I got a 1.69 GPA that semester. That's not good. In case you were like wondering, like, is that, you look at your neighbor like, is that good? That's not good. And so there was a reason for what I was seeing on my report card. It wasn't just happening. It wasn't just happening. There was a reason for what I'm seeing. You know how people say there's a reason for the season? There's a reason for what you're seeing, good or bad. If you see someone winning, there's usually a reason why they're winning. And many times it's the small things. So for me, it was just a little bit of sleep here, a little bit of sleep here. I don't feel like studying right now. I'm gonna take a nap and I'll get up and study later. I'll wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, try to study then. So I had to recalibrate here. And God showed me some things. He showed me a lot of things. And sometimes he used some people to show me things. I had to get it together. I was here for a reason. And there was money involved. This wasn't high school. So I had to get it together. I had to get the little things. I didn't need a tutor. I didn't need a counselor. I did not need an intervention. I needed to stop sleeping. Yeah. That was it. Yeah. It's a little thing. I needed to stop napping. Now, I didn't go out preaching saying all y'all nappers are sinners. No, this was me. I had an issue. If you don't have an issue with napping, take your nap, please. But I had my own walk to walk, right? So don't try to get everybody in your boat. No, you in your own boat. Do what God has called you to do. Do the things that God has told you to do. Do the little things that God has put in front of you. Mark chapter 12. Verse 41. I'm going to close this out so I can go take a nap. No, I'm just kidding, just kidding. See, I can joke like that because I'm free, you know. Verse 41. verse 41, and he sat down, this is Jesus, he sat down opposite the treasury and began observing how the people were putting money into the treasury. And many rich people were putting in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins. Two small copper coins, which amount to a cent. Calling his disciples to him, he said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the contributors to the treasury. For they all put in out of their surplus, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she owned and she had to live on." When you give all that you have, when you give all that you have, not what somebody else has, because God looks at the heart and God looks at percentages. You gave a dollar, they gave $10,000. You might have given more as far as God's concerned. Because if you gave a dollar and you're only worth $10 and they gave $10,000, but they're worth $100 million. You gave more in the eyes of God. When you give what you have, the little thing, it gets God's attention. God's not asking for what you don't have. He's asking for what he has put in your hands. Maybe you didn't have a lot of money, but what you had, you gave. Maybe you didn't have a lot of talent, but what you could do, you did. Maybe you're starting a new business, a new venture, something God's put in your spirit, new ministry, whatever it is. Maybe you don't have a lot of resources. Listen to Brother Steve's message a few months ago about the $100. I'll let him explain that to you. But anyway, maybe you don't have a lot of resources, but can you take what you have, dedicate it to God, and do something with what you have? When you do that, and that's your heart, look for promotion. Maybe everything isn't perfect in your life right now. Maybe you've gotten off track in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Maybe things are great in this area, but horrible in this one, in this one. Maybe no area of your life is where it needs to be. Maybe you're just starting out, you know, getting your feet back under you. The word to you tonight is start where you are and value the little things. Do the little things right, trusting God to bring you more as you take a step. And don't worry about the successes of other people around you. Don't worry about their marriage and how great it is. Yes, it's great. They have a great marriage. Enjoy it, appreciate it. But you got your marriage. Do the little things there to improve your marriage. The things that you have to do may not be what they have to do because maybe they've already done it. But then maybe they're not someplace where you are doing great. Don't worry about the people that are around you. You do what God has told you to do. And don't be afraid to start off small in anything that you do. Maybe you start off by just writing something down. Maybe you start off with just a phone call. Maybe you start off with an apology. I don't know what's going to happen with this relationship. I don't know how it's going to get back on track, but I know it needs to get back on track. Maybe your first step is something small like an apology or forgiveness. That's not a small thing for some people. But it can be a starting point. Maybe if you have a strained relationship, maybe it's simply, maybe a text message starts the ball rolling. Hello, just thinking about you. You're starting a new business. Maybe you don't have a lot of money, resources, a new ministry. Maybe you're just cobbling together what you have right now, what you can work with right now. Maybe you have limited resources. Be faithful in what God has stewarded you with what God has put in your hands, trusting him that if I'm faithful with what he's put in my hands already, that he will bring me more. If you're getting your feet back under you, you're getting your life back on track, maybe it's not the job you want. Maybe it's not a glamorous job, but it's something. It can get the ball rolling. It can get a little bit of cash in your pocket. And when you get a little bit of cash in your pocket, now you've got something, whether it's $1, $10, $20, $50, $100, where you can now start, as Brother Steve was saying, okay, I got something here. Lord, I'm going to dedicate this to you. And you start doing what God tells you to do with it. And maybe your tithe starts off at just 50 cents. Not the rapper, but 50 cents the money, okay? And then you keep going with that. And maybe you can't give $10 right now, but you can give a dime. This is being faithful in a little thing. Maybe the job is not what you want right now, but it's something that you can put your hands to show faithfulness, to show stewardship. Do your best, work your hardest, be the best that you can be at it, and then trust God to bring the increase. The Bible says, don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you do not faint, if you do not quit. So if you're doing it at a very small level, whatever it is, maybe for you, you just need to start paying your bills. You get your paycheck and you blow it on fun. Just pay the bill and pay another bill. Well, Brian, what if I don't have anything left to have fun? Have fun later. Get your bills paid. You can't live on dessert. But you can live on the word of God. And more importantly, doing the word of God, applying the principles of God, trusting God, doing what God tells you to do, and watch him incrementally increase you in your marriage, in your finances, in your body, in your health, whatever it is. If you need to start exercising, start with something. Take a walk, power walk. If you can't run, walk. You need to get your finances in order. Get out of debt. Maybe that's your first step. Start saving some money instead of spending it on fun. Maybe that's your first step. I can't tell you what your first step is, but allow God to share that with you. I can't tell you what those small triggers that you need to change are, or what those small boxes are that you need to check, but the Holy Spirit can. The Holy Spirit will if you will open your heart to him. Amen. Praise God. That's the word.
Praise God. Good word. Good word. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for Brother Brian and for the delivery of your word to our hearts. Father God, we receive your word. We receive what we have heard into our hearts. We take it to heart, Father God. We will not let it slip. But Father, I thank you that you are increasing us in every area where we are diligent. And Father God, you said that if we would apply ourselves, if we would give, that it would be given back to us. So I thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that we have spent time in your presence and we've heard your word, we've heard your voice tonight. I thank you for it, Father God. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Well, Brother Brian blessed us, so we're going to bless him. If you got some folding green or write a check or just throw a credit card in there. That'd be fine. We'll use this bucket over here and be a blessing to Brother Brian. He delivered the word to us, and workman's worthy of his hire. Don't forget, tomorrow night, there's nothing. Hey, no praise team tomorrow night. But then Saturday at 7 o'clock, there's prayer meeting for the praise team. We're going to meet here at 5:30 to work with Bill and Renee. They will be here, and they're going to stretch us out vocally. And, you know, in a space of an hour, they can teach us about 10 songs. Because they say, oh, just do it like this. Okay, let's move on. There we are. But and then Sunday morning, they will be with us. And y'all can see how well we do on Saturday, what we learn. Because as Jessica said, it's going to be a party. They are blessed people, and they bless us whenever they come. And then next week, we start all over again and do it some more. But God is good. Thank you for coming. Stand with me. I say that you are blessed of the Lord, that everything you put your hand to is prosperous and successful, that the Spirit of God lives inside of you and dwells in you and leads you always in truth, triumph, and victory, and that wherever you go, you are surrounded with His divine favor and His grace. And people are drawn to you for blessing, for you to bless them and for them to bless you. You are in His care. You are in His family. Great is your peace and undisturbed composure because you are taught of the Lord, and it is your heritage as a son and child of God. You are blessed whom the Lord has blessed. None can curse. You rise above every sickness, every ailment, every lack. God prospers you. You are blessed. We'll see you on whenever we're supposed to see you. You're dismissed.